I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Day six of Texans training camp, and we are here live at the Methodist Training Center sitting right at the 50-yard line. They got the lights on the field right now. This is a vibe out here, man.
You know, one thing our engineer, Aaron Raybould, noticed the other day was that the guy that paints the numbers, he doesn't by hand.
No way.
He doesn't use a stencil.
Just the numbers.
Not by hand, like with a brush.
Yeah.
He's got the spray thing, but he does it freehand.
Oh, man. He's an artiste.
Yes.
Oh, man. Does he do the Gothic H by hand as well?
No, I don't think so.
That would probably be impressive.
Not. If they stick with that font for a while, he might get to the point where he can do it by hand.
Maybe.
Then I talked to one of the other grounds crew guys. They said that when they line all three fields, because I'm watching these guys work the other day, and it was a sunny day, and like they're working up a ladder, you know.
Absolutely.
He said it's. I think he said 5.7 miles. When they do all three fields.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they get they're walking the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's, at a good clip.
They're getting their steps in.
For like several days worth.
Yeah, man.
Well, I guess not. But still, it's a lot all at once in the heat.
How you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to calm down a little bit.
Why?
You know, I get a little bit hyper whenever we transition. The first day of camp, I was giving you had to sit there and listen to me do like 4-minute monologues that were way too fast and way too fragmented.
I think that's
and
your
disjointed.
Deal, though, man. That's kind of your thing.
Yeah, but you got to temper it a little bit,
a little
Sean.
Bit,
you got to temper it a little bit. So they were in pads yesterday.
Yeah.
So I got excited again, this occurred to me last night. Is football the only sport where it becomes more manly when you put a bunch of pads on? Like, it's like, you know, rock climbing. You're like, wow, oh my gosh, he did it without a rope.
Yeah.
And, oh, the walking a tightrope with no net underneath. Football, it's like, it's time to get real. We're going to strap a bunch of padding
on
you.
Cover ourselves in five layers of pads and let's go. Yeah.
And we'll give you a big, I guess, hockey. Aaron made a good point. Hockey.
Hockey, yeah.
Hockey is one that definitely is and that's a very manly sport.
What'd you think of the first day in pads yesterday?
I thought it was good. I thought it was crisp. There weren't a whole lot of pileups or anything. There weren't too many. As D'Amico noticed, pointed out afterwards, you don't want guys taking shots at guys from the side or anything like that, but you want them to thud them up. I did on one of the collisions that was on the far side of the field where somebody did go to the ground, I do think Lonnie Johnson was involved in
it. Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. It was him. Okay.
Yeah, he was.
But I don't know if it was an irresponsible
that too,
one or not.
A tradition, yes.
Yeah, but I'm excited to watch Lonnie Johnson and see how he does. You know, he's been to a couple of teams since the Texans. But overall, I'd say the big three things were, and first and foremost, I think the offense with pads on, so with the ability for the offensive line to thump a little bit and stand up to some of these bull rushes they've been facing from defensive linemen, and then just with more of a genuine threat of the run, it opened things up. And it was one of those really good training camp practices where I think the offense did well in the red zone. All the teamwork was down in the red zone.
Yeah.
That's another key, too, because then the defense, like, you know, in training camp, the defensive backs and the back seven sometimes are a little bit more psychologically geared towards stopping the pass. You get down to the goal line, and it's like, no, we just don't want to let them score.
Right.
So you're getting a true read, and yeah. I think that helped the offense out a lot. So the offensive line looked better, but it was one of those good days in camp where it was more a matter of, I think, CJ making some really good throws and Stephon Diggs making some really nice catches, more so than it was about the defense getting torched or something.
Yeah.
Now, Stephon Diggs was wide open for that fade.
He was. On Derek Stingley, he missed right over here near where we're sitting right now. But, man, that – like, I think we can all agree Monday was not a great day for the offense. That was their worst day of camp so far, two days ago. And then yesterday was almost like the offense's revenge down in the red zone. And, like, the salvo came with the very first play. Right in front of us, in front of the bubble over there, CJ with a perfect throw, Stingley with really good coverage, and Stephon Diggs with a toe tapper in the back corner of the end zone.
Right, right. So, you know, it was a ball placement specialist day for
Big
CJ.
Time.
It was one of those things
Big
where
time.
He was throwing into tight windows or putting the perfect touch on the ball. So, first big takeaway was ball placement specialist.
Yep.
CJ Stroud was in the house, and
Stephon
Diggs was awesome.
He was great.
Second takeaway would be that I was pleased with the way the offensive line played. Mm-hmm. I didn't think the defensive line was trash or anything. I think they just did a good job of, even when there was push by the defensive line, it was a tight, compressed NFL pocket, and CJ operated from that compressed pocket really well. As long as he had room to throw, he was okay. And then the third takeaway was simply that, man, the tight ends got involved. The tight ends, everybody who wasn't Dalton, well, the names we know, everybody who wasn't Dalton Schultz because he wasn't out there scored a touchdown. Brevin Jordan scored a touchdown. Tegan Quatoriano scored a touchdown. And Cade Stover scored a touchdown.
Yeah, they did. Now, to be clear, Schultz was in uniform yesterday, but I don't think he was doing teamwork.
Wasn't participating.
Yeah, I only point that out because there's levels of guys who haven't been out here. Joe Mixon wasn't out here at all yesterday.
Yeah.
Christian Harris wasn't out here at all yesterday. Schultz was in uniform yesterday, but I think you're right. I didn't notice him during any of the team drills down in the red zone. So you're right. It was really good work. Kate, it was really cool. Like, they were mixing a lot of the backup guys in with CJ in red zone. Like, Kate Stover was in there. Steven Sims is in there with him at one point.
It was kind of nice to see some of the starters out.
Yeah.
With Nico Collins out.
Nico had a Veterans Day off.
Yeah.
He's healthy, so no worries there.
It wasn't clear exactly why John Metchie was out, but D'Amico seemed to say it was no big deal afterwards. So.
Yeah,
he referenced the GPS tracking and everything, all the data they use to can kind of get a feel for when a guy might be at risk of injury.
That's wild.
Like if he's running his routes a little bit slower, and this is speculation by me, but D'Amico's talking about it in general.
Yeah,
that they can get a feel for, like, all right, we need to sit this guy for a day.
Yeah, and Metchie'd be a logical one to maybe still, you know, handle with kid gloves a little bit. I don't know. So, good day out here yesterday. A lot of red zone work. The McNairs spoke yesterday, Cal and Hannah, and the big question for them was, what about the roof of the stadium over there? Because it lost a bunch of panels during Beryl. And apparently, Cal had a funny line. He's like, well, these aren't exactly panels you can get at your do-it-yourself stores.
Right.
You know, they got to special order these things. So the stadium isn't going to be repaired until, he said, a month into the season.
Yeah, it's not like going out and getting a part for a mass-manufactured vehicle.
Correct.
Where there's thousands and thousands of those parts out there.
Yeah,
It's the exact same. That's why they don't – that's why – you know what? That's why they stopped running the Concorde.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The old supersonic jet.
Yes, it was
exactly. It was because there were only a few of them. You can't go supersonic over land. So it was a matter of, like, it was so expensive and so labor intensive, and just you'd have to create materials for it. It just didn't make sense economically.
So NRG Stadium is the Concorde, is what
it's
I'm
the
hearing.
Concorde.
It's basically
right.
the Concorde of stadiums,
but without a stupid weird nose on it.
Right, exactly.
Concorde, dumbest nose on an airplane
ever.
Yeah.
So But if you're a fan and you're listening, if you're a season ticket holder or you're a fan driving here for practice and you go to games, it's not going to change the dynamic of the game. They don't have to leave the roof open for games, is what Cal was saying. They can still close the roof. There'll just be a couple holes in it.
They're going to have some garbage bags taped together with duct tape have a window on our car.
We're going to be a bit of a trashy franchise for about a month, okay?
We're going to be a bit like you were when things were kind of tough and you're like, oh, God, I got to drive this thing without a window for at least 3 months.
Right. It's like NRG Stadium had a break-in or something like that, and we're just going with duct tape and cellophane
they
on the roof.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
They can't cry poverty, though, because they did sell out all the season tickets.
That was big news yesterday, man.
For the first time since 2019.
He was walking around very happy about that, as he should, yesterday.
I first read it from Ian Rappaport, actually, who I must need a little bit more sleep, because the way he worded it awkwardly, and he said for the first time since 2019, the Texans have sold out all of their 2024 regular season tickets. And I'm like, were they in the habit of selling out tickets for 2024 like in previous years before that?
Oh, I feel what like you're the saying. Current the wording.
Year. I don't like it when these little college bros that went to school that type stuff into their phones. It's one sentence, Ian. Get your crap straight.
Clean it up. Now, what the Texans would want to make very clear is they are not sold out of tickets. They've sold out their season ticket allotment. So there are still single game tickets available for all the games.
Okay.
There's like 90% of the stadium is set aside for season ticket holders. And then they've got the other 10% that there's still tickets here and there that you can get tickets for just by going to the Texans website. So that was cool. So they sold out all those games. The enthusiasm of the ticket sales is reflective in the enthusiasm that was out here at Texans training camp yesterday.
Yeah, there's
people flooding into the place.
What's kind of nice of it too is that, yes, there are some like bona fide superstars in the making with C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, but even compared to back in 2011. And, you know, that 2012 season, it was just mayhem out here. People were so excited.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that was driven by a few guys, I think, in J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, in terms of just total star power. But there's a more evenly distributed group of names across the top of the roster. But also,
this is a deep team.
And I think this is a difference from some of the previous more competitive Texans teams. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to have more depth throughout.
Yeah.
I mean, that was always the problem with those teams when they were really good, but they were top heavy. You know, and yet remember Andre said that he had a premonition that 2013 might be so hot because he looked around and he saw so many starters playing special teams.
Yeah.
They didn't have enough guys on the team that could be respectable special teams players.
Yeah.
Where here I think you've got actually quality special teamers who are going to get cut off of this team.
Rick Smith, the GM back then, had a real knack for evaluating talent at the upper level.
Yeah.
He was really good in the first round.
That's what
kept him his job for many, many years is they had an upper level of players that were all former first rounders. I think Nick, and I'll add D'Amico in there too because he obviously has input, I think they're just better at evaluating the guys on the margins.
You know,
they don't have nearly the issues in the third round that Rick Smith had in the third round back in the day.
You know what I'll add to that? Joe Marciano, the original special teams coach here, he was widely respected as a special teams coach, and he was a very good coach. He would get lambasted by fans here eventually because the special teams wasn't performing, but it really was that he didn't have the talent that he'd had at other places. And I remember talking to Joe once long after he'd been gone from the Texans. He wasn't, you know, talking smack while he was here. But I had a conversation with him about how he seemed to think that, like, defensive head coaches tend to care more about special teams because it's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole lot of tackling. It's the same mentality. It's everything else like that. So at least part of it might also be that, yeah, look, D'Amico's a guy that appreciates special teams play.
They work it a lot at these practices.
Bill O'Brien, they had good special teams when he was here too. So,
yep.
But, well, when he went out and got – Bill O'Brien going out and getting Frank Ross is really maybe one of the best things that Bill O'Brien has done for this franchise.
Yep.
Because that's a – Frank Ross is the guy that kept this team from being one of the worst teams in football, really, because they were really, really bad offensively. They weren't that hot offensively, but the special teams was good enough that it kept them in the mix.
Really, really good. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Astros lose last night, by the way, 8-2 to the A's, so just an abysmal series so far in Oakland. They remain in first place by percentage points over the Seattle Mariners, who continue to play this week even worse than the Houston Astros. They lost to the Angels last night. We'll have all that for you in headlines coming up at 6:45. A reminder, Nick Caserio, joining us out here at 7:30 today, live on set. He will be with us 7:30 till the top of the hour in the 7 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that as well. The biggest story so far at Texans training camp for me, everybody who went to the podium yesterday had an answer about him. We will talk about it, tell you who it is, coming up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.